Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio, and we're now heading into another really interesting topic, Michael.
We are. We're talking to photographer John McRae, and he was the People Choice winner at this year's National Photographic Portrait Prize that they hold at the National Portrait Gallery in Canberra.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you. Thanks, Michael.
Now, yours is a beautiful portrait. It's of the late Margaret Olley, and it's a really lovely story how you came to take her portrait. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, I was approached by Robin Berkeley from Berkeley Editions some time ago to do a giclée print of one of Margaret's works. They were looking for a high-quality printer at the time, and I became known to Robin, and Robin approached me. So I actually photographed one of Margaret's works and generated a giclée print, kind of a high-quality inkjet print. And when Margaret saw the print, she was really happy because I think historically she'd been a little bit suspicious, you know, of printing. Often artists are, because their works are not really reproduced faithfully enough. Mm. Anyway, she was really happy with it, and as a result she wanted to meet with me, and I did. I met Margaret, which was fantastic, and she asked me to photograph the works for her forthcoming exhibition, actually. So that's how it came about, and then I started up a professional relationship with Margaret over that time.
What was she like, John?
I had known Margaret through her reputation only, through her work. I had never met her. But she was, once I met her, she was beautiful. She was a lovely woman. She worked like a Trojan. I mean, every time I went to visit her, she was in front of a canvas working. She'd have about 10 or 15 canvases around her. And I was just impressed with how on the ball she was.
What was the space like, though? Like, I know you also have taken photographs of the space she worked and lived in. What was that like?
Well, that was amazing. It was like walking into a fantasy land, something like Alice in Wonderland.
Mm.
I mean, when I took her portrait, I actually went not intending to take her portrait at that time because I thought I wanted to get some shots of the studio because it's just like it's an amazing cacophony of objects, of dried flowers, of books, of papers, of paintings, gold statues. It was quite an amazing environment, and I thought I'd love to get a shot of it. And I thought, well, why don't I? I'll just, you know, she can always say no, so I'll just take my camera. So I grabbed my camera and I took it in on one visit, and I said, Margaret, do you mind if I take a few shots of the studio? She said, no, love, go ahead.
Now, the portrait itself is broken down into three parts. Did you see that when you first took the initial portrait? Like, how did you come to do that?
Well, towards the end, I started taking some shots of the studio, and once I'd finished, I thought, well, while I'm here, why don't I take, you know, obviously take a shot of Margaret?
Mm.
She was sitting in her chair, so it wasn't a planned portrait. And then at the end, I said, Margaret, do you mind if you sit for me and I take a few shots of you? So I just manoeuvred myself into a position in front of her where she was sitting. She turned to me, and we really only did quite a few frames together.
Mm.
She just turned, and really the first frame was the frame that I chose. It was the first shot.
She has such an inquisitive look on her face.
Mm.
For those listening today, you can go online, or it's in our July edition.
It's very candid. There's not any strong identity there. It's quite open. And this is a woman like 3 weeks before her death.
Don, did she see the portrait before she died?
Yes, she did. And I think she left it actually on the table because I noticed it. I noticed it on her table in the documentary that they did on her. They sort of panned across
her
studio, and the camera rested on the portrait, so she must have left it there.
Wow. John McRae, photographer, thank you very much for being on today's show.
My pleasure.
The photographer who took the last image of Margaret Olley before she died.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Ben. Cheers.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.